Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Harini's pet turtle. Do you want to come over to play? Asks Romy to Hirsch Horse, his neighbor. I'll come over later, replies Hirsch. Harini is getting a new pet. That's so cool, says Romy. Ria looks up from her book. Is it going to be a fish? She asks. No, Harini wants a turtle, replies Hirsch. Wonderful, says Ria. Baby rabbit has a toy one. He loves turtles. Why does Harini want a turtle? Asks Romy. She's always wanted one, replies Hirsch. Daddy said she could have a turtle if she saved enough money. They've gone to the pet shop to get one now. Do you want to come over? We would love to, says Ria. But we have to ask Mummy first. Mummy Rabbit allows Ria and Romy to go over to Hirsch's house. Hirsch clicks his tongue. When will they reach home? He asks. I just spoke with Harini, replies Mummy Horse. They should be here in 15 minutes. That's still so long, groans Hirsch. Mummy Horse serves snacks to everyone. Where will the turtle stay? Asks Romy, biting into the salted caramel muffin. I'm not really sure, replies Hirsch. Perhaps Harini will keep it in her dollhouse. The horse family car pulls up into the driveway just as they finish drinking the orangeade. Harini bursts into the house. Oh, hello Ria and Romy, she says. Guess what? I've got a turtle. We know, smiles Ria. That's why we came over. Where is it? Daddy Horse walks inside with a blue aquarium and keeps it on the center table as everyone crowds around. There she is, in the dining area, says Harini, pointing to the turtle sitting on the raised platform. She's so cute, says Ria, as the turtle pokes her head out. Welcome to your new home, says Hirsch. I have a question, says Ria. Don't turtles live in water? Some do, replies Harini. But my turtle is a land turtle. She still requires water, though. Daddy Horse pours water into the large cavity in the tank. That's the swimming area, he says. We also got these pebbles for the tank, says Harini, filling the rectangular groove on one side and then sticking a plastic tree in them. She also puts a few pebbles in the swimming area. It looks like she's enjoying the aquarium, says Ria. She's small now, says Harini. We'll get her a larger one when she grows longer. What have you decided to name her? Asks Hirsch. I'm going to call her Tookie, replies Harini. That's a wonderful name, says Ria. It's perfect for her. Harini stares at her new pet lovingly. The pattern on her shell is so beautiful, isn't it? She sighs. Hirsch wants to touch her shell. He puts his hand inside, but Tookie draws her head back in. Don't worry, he says. I'll be very gentle. Look at what Tookie's doing now, says Romy, as the turtle crawls down the ramp leading to the entry point of the swimming area. She's really enjoying herself, smiles Ria, as Tookie sits in the water. What's that for? Asks Hirsch, pointing to the attached light. It's a heat lamp for turtles, replies Harini. The aquarium is also built in such a way that she can't crawl outside. So we can be sure she'll be safe inside. Romy looks closely at Tookie. Isn't it cool that she can go inside her house whenever she wants, he says. She has two houses, says Hirsch. No, three, smiles Harini. You have to also count the house we stay in. Tookie walks onto the ramp and starts climbing up. She stretches her neck out and looks at Harini as if she wants to tell her something. Of course, says Harini. How could I forget? She's hungry. Daddy Horse fetches her food from the car. Harini tears open the pack and pours some of the pellets into the circular groove in the dining area. Tookie crawls over and munches away happily. I think we should let Tookie get some rest, says Daddy Horse. Harini gives him a hug. Thank you, Daddy, she says. I'm going to take really good care of her. So as Tookie begins her new journey with the horse family, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Rhea and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.